This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's new movie opens this next week. It's called Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. This is a mock documentary in which Sacha plays a crude anti-Semitic reporter from Kazakhstan who comes to the United States.
Although Kazakhstan a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world, to learn a lessons for Kazakhstan.
In the U.S., Borat interviews and often embarrasses real people. They're in the film. And several of the film's unsuspecting stars have now come forward to say they got duped into participating in this movie. They didn't want to be in it. Most say they didn't read the fine print on the release forms that they signed. So that got the explainer team at the online magazine Slate wondering, what kind of releases are these? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with the answer.
They were extra-long releases. Movie makers typically get releases from everyone who appears on camera and can be identified in a finished film. A standard consent agreement has a couple of components. First, the signer agrees to let the producers use his image and voice in any way they see fit. Second, he waives the right to make a claim for defamation, invasion of privacy, or infringement of his rights of publicity. Documentaries and news shows can use pictures however they want, as long as they relate to a genuine news story. As a general rule, narrative films have a little less leeway. That's why they tend to get releases from everyone who goes on camera. Participants in the Borat movie, like this humor coach trying to teach Borat a joke, were told they would be in a documentary-style film.
A not joke, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
And this suit is not black.
No, no, not has to be the end.
Okay.
Okay.
This suit is black, not.
This suit is black. Pause. You know what a pause is?
Yes. This suit is black.
Okay. I'm not quite...
So the Borat participants were asked to sign a so-called standard consent agreement. But in addition to the usual ground, it also protects the filmmakers from charges of fraud, breach of alleged moral rights, and copyright infringement. There's even a reference to the federal Lanham Act, which covers unfair business practices that could mislead consumers. Still, it's not clear if it precludes all legal action. A participant might claim that he was tricked into signing the contract under false pretenses. On the other hand, a claimant would have a tough time proving his case. Everyone that Borat interviews knows he's being filmed for a movie, and no one tells them to say embarrassing things.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. That explainer was compiled by Daniel Engber, and you can read the entire release form at slate.com.